Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of this month. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and UTs will take place tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir will be held on Saturday. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 8th of this month. Several prominent leaders, including Om Birla and Mahesh Sharma from BJP and Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Shashi Tharoor, filed their nomination papers yesterday. Campaigning is gaining momentum for the Lok Sabha elections. Top leaders of major political parties held public meetings and roadshows across the country yesterday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a digital rally of Uttar Pradesh BJP workers through the Namo app. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi asked the BJP workers to work with a resolve to break all old poll records. He expressed confidence that BJP workers in the state are working hard to ensure victory on every seat and at every polling booth. Senior leader of BJP and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting at Muzaffarnagar in Uttar Pradesh in support of BJP candidate Sanjeev Balyan. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Modi has done a lot of work for the upliftment of the poor and the farmers. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge yesterday launched the Ghar Ghar Guarantee Abhiyan from Northeast Delhi parliamentary constituency. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge claimed that if the Congress comes to power, government vacancies will be filled up immediately. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will formally launch the poll campaign of NDA for Lok Sabha elections in Bihar from Jamui today. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Ballopur in Khera of Jamui district. Besides Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, party leaders and candidates from NDA will also attend the meeting. The Election Commission has directed Chief Secretaries and Director General of Police of all states and union territories to keep a strict vigil along interstate and international borders to plug the inflow of illicit liquor, cash, drugs, arms and freebies. The Commission has also directed them to ensure peaceful and inducement-free general elections in 2024. The Election Commission held a meeting with all states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday to review and assess the law and order situation. In a statement, the Commission said, the purpose of the combined review meeting was to bring all concerned stakeholders together for seamless coordination and cooperation amongst officials along with central agencies guarding the borders. The meeting was chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. Outgoing President of Taiwan Tsai Ing-wen has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his support as the island was hit by a massive 7.4 earthquake. In a social media post, Tsai Ing-wen said that PM Modi's solidarity means a great deal to the people of Taiwan as they are working towards a swift recovery. Earlier, in a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the earthquake. He said that India stands in solidarity with the resilient people of Taiwan as they endure the aftermath and recover from it. On to sports now. In table tennis, the WTT Feeder Varazdin 2024 event is set to begin in Croatia today. The competition will feature prominent Indian players such as S. Gyanishekaran and Manika Batra, among others. In men's doubles, the pair of Pius Jain and Harmeet Desai will participate in the round of 16, while in mixed doubles, star duo of Manika Batra and Gyanishekaran will mark their presence in the pre-quarters. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 106 runs at the Vijayarajasekhara Reddy Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam last night. Choosing to bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 272 for 7 in 20 overs, making it the second highest total in IPL history. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Punjab Kings in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.